fighters, welcome to the Contract Fight Podcast. All right, if you've been around here any amount of time, you know that we talk about the importance of hanging around the right people and avoiding the wrong people. We're going to get into that today a little bit, just share some of my thoughts on how to do that. Before we do that, I would love for you, if you found any value in this show, to head over to iTunes and give us a review about how the show's helped you so that this gets in front of more contractors around the world. As we get in front of more contractors, it's good for everybody, guys. It helps your business because they're pricing their shit right, their heads are right, and all this other garbage, right? Okay, so, and just so you know, we don't do any sponsorships. And honestly, it's not even on my radar right now. A lot of shows will do, you know, ads and sponsorships. I get hit up every week. If we want to put a product in front of you guys and make some money, nothing has felt right yet. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, we'll never do it. But what I will say is I will never put something in front of you all that I don't believe in and that I don't have use myself or people that I'm very close to use and I trust. So because of that, guys, we since day one of this show, 300 and something episodes in now, I fund everything that goes into the production of this show. We do a lot. We spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year putting on this podcast. And even more, you know, putting our YouTube channel out there for you at Contractor Fight TV. I got an amazing team behind the scenes here. People that just, they give a shit. They're in it for the right reasons. I'm super proud to have them on my team. So guys, I'm just asking, can you find it in you to go 3 minutes, head over to iTunes and give us a review over there for us? That'd be great. All right. So let's talk about this avoiding negative people thing. You know, we talk about you become the average of the five people that you hang out with and all that other stuff. And that's important because, guys, when you're hanging around the wrong human beings, you get dragged down. Negativity is, it's so easy to let hit your wagon to, man. I don't know about you, but if I'm not super aware of what's going on, if I'm not intentional, if I'm not taking charge of the shit that's going into my brains, then I'll become very quickly shit for brains. Okay. There's negativity shows up in a lot of different ways, right? You know, there's the woe is me person, right? I guess that's what you would call it. Like something's always wrong. Like no matter what's going on, they're just a victim. And I'll tell you what do they say? Misery loves comfort. And so when you allow that to go on, when you choose to continue hanging around somebody that something's always wrong, eventually that shit's going to rub off on you. Okay. And, you know, this is the type of person where things happen to them, not for them. And I don't mean to be cliche here, guys. This is real life stuff I'm talking about. I know there's a lot of cliches about this mental stuff and mindset, blah, blah, blah. But I wholeheartedly believe that it is crucially important to avoid those people that are constantly a victim. Because if you're like me, it clouds my optimism. I'm the type of person where when I meet you, when I meet anybody, I like them right away. That's why I'm terrible at hiring. Okay. I'm the worst person to interview anybody because I like everybody right away. Okay. And then I've known other people that, you know, you can hang out with somebody for a few hours and laugh and have some drinks and this and that, you know, and then next day they're like, man, that's so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. There's always something wrong. They always have something to bitch about. They can't just let fucking good shit happen and have good experiences. They always have to make themselves the victim some way. You know, people that negativity shows up with people that are just the master critic, right? All they do is criticize. And they criticize, but they're not really lifting a finger. You know, I see this a lot on social media. I see this a lot with contractors who are trying to better themselves, and they're doing it in their old community of friends and contractors. And the other guys are just sitting there criticizing the changes they're making. They're changing their mindset. They're changing their pricing and this and that. And these people are just a critic. In fact, I'll tell you right now, we have an amazing Facebook group. All right. Amazing Facebook group. It's free. Get over there at contractorfight.com/Facebook. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of guys in that group. Okay. We got, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 people in the group right now. There's a percentage. It's a small percentage, but there's a percentage of guys that are in that group that criticize everything somebody else does or posts or a question they ask. And I'm like, well, do you have experience in this? You know, there's one post a while back where somebody criticized this guy's hiring plan to grow his team from, you know, 3 employees to 10 employees or something like that. It was several months ago. I forget the details. And these guys are jumping on, giving this guy all this quote unquote critical advice. And then I asked, well, have any of you guys grown your company to 10 employees? And it was like fucking crickets. Okay. Usually guys, my point here is the critics aren't doing shit. And to make themselves feel better, they're given a bunch of advice. The critics are going to give you advice about how you should hire, how you should market your business, how you should fucking charge for your work. But if you look at their goddamn bank account, they're fucking broke as shit. Okay. And if you look at their calendar, they haven't sold shit in a long time. They don't have anything on the calendar because they ain't been marketing their business, but they're the first people to fucking point the finger at everybody else. All right. I can go on and on about all the ways negativity shows up. All right. But listen, there are many reasons why we want to avoid negative people. Shit, negativity is bad for your health. Okay. Tell you what, once you allow negativity to show up consistently over and over and over, your brain's going to more than likely keep going to that negative place, which is why we want to avoid negative people. All right. We're never going to be 100% immune to negativity. There's always going to be negative people around us, but I'm telling you, negativity creates more negativity. That's the number one reason for me that I want to avoid negative people. Guys, it's hard enough succeeding in life. It's hard enough eating right. It's hard enough, you know, exercising. It's hard enough making money. And in fact, because I've changed who I hang with, I don't view making money hard anymore. I think it's really easy to make money. Okay. But what I'm saying is when you're hanging around people that all they say is it's hard to make money, can't do this in my industry, can't do this in my town, whatever it is, it's just going to breed more negativity in you. All right. So a few things here that I want to give you. Okay. Number one, get crystal clear on who you want to be. Crystal clear on who you want to be and do an audit. Do an audit of the people that you spend the most time with, the people that you hang out with, and ask yourself, is this somebody that's going to actually help me on my journey getting to where I want or not? Now, I understand that there are some people that we're just kind of stuck with, right? You're stuck with your parents to a degree, your spouse, you know, certain relatives, whatever it might be. Guys, I'm not sitting here telling you don't love those people, don't care for them, and this and that. What I am telling you is you got to watch the amount of time that you are giving them in their negativity. It will hijack you. It will slow you down. It will be like an anchor on you. You're trying to get better, but you're hanging around with the same crowd, okay? You're going to get the same results, and that's more negativity and not the success that you want. So do an audit. And be very selective about who you invite into your schedule, into your time. That's first thing. Next, guys, remember, you're responsible for you. This is a tough one, okay? Because we truly are in a society where we want to point the finger to somebody else. That's why we have you own your crap when you come into our group, all right? You got to own your crap. It's a character thing because you got to learn to take some responsibility or I don't want you in my group, okay? But you're responsible for you. So as much as, you know, there's all these other people around us that influence us, at the end of the day, we still have a choice. We still have a choice. And so for me, this is why my morning time is so important. I spend time writing things down, who I want to be, affirmations, gratitude, okay, actions I need to take for the day, each and every day. I do a little bit of reading, okay, and I spend some time every day putting my vision in front of me again, and reminding myself that only I am responsible for me. Nobody else is responsible for me. Nobody's coming to save me, and nobody's coming to save you. Now, there's a paradox here. We're not going to succeed alone. None of us are on an island. You're not going to build a great business by yourself. But you have to get to the point where you realize that if it's going to happen, okay, if things are going to kick ass, it's going to be because of you and the choices that you make. Hands down. All right. Next thing. Take a pulse. This kind of goes with number one, but take a pulse on how you feel after you hang with certain people. Are you energized? Are you optimistic? Or are you worn out? I know there's some people I hang with where I'm done hanging out with them. And I don't mean rah-rah shit. I just mean I'm done. I'm hanging out with them and I'm done. And I feel like running through a brick wall. I feel empowered. I feel lighter. I feel taller. I feel more alive. And then there's people that are the total opposite of that. Take stock of that. And again, do not give priority in your calendar, which you have a choice over, to people that drag you down. Okay. Tom, I've identified some people. I've identified some people in my life that I think I need to get rid of. Okay. And so I need to have a conversation with them. How do I do that? So guys, remember, you are responsible for you. Okay. Sometimes the best way to deal with a negative person, and I found this especially true on social media, is shut my damn mouth. You know, just shut up. Don't engage. Don't engage with stupidity. Don't engage with small thinking. Don't engage with the negativity. Okay. Just choose to do that. And that should help. Next thing that you can do is take charge of the conversation. This is you guiding the conversation. Listen, when I say avoid negative people, cut them out of your life, all this other shit, guys, I think a lot of us who are kind of on the other end of that now, were very negative at one time. I know there was definitely periods in my life. So I'm glad that I had the opportunity to learn and grow. Okay. So before you go taking your axe out and chopping people out of your life saying, fuck you, go to them where they're at. Take charge of the conversation. Engage them. Like when somebody says, yeah, there's nobody in this whole community that is going to pay prices. All customers are cheap. Redirect that. Yeah, I get how you could see that, man. But you know, tell me about one or two of your customers that you had that you'd love to clone that maybe weren't cheap. And now you're helping them shed some light on their negativity and their darkness. Okay. So that's one way is you taking charge of the conversation. The next is I just shared or just said is be the light. Be something that's attractive. Be a beacon of positivity or whatever you want to call it. I have tattooed on my left forearm the lyrics of a Young the Giant song. Because this phrase has always stuck with me. And it says, a dark world aches for a splash of the sun. That's my daily reminder. Every time I look down, I see my forearm, I think to myself, man, you got to be a light. You got to be a splash of the sun in somebody's life today. There's some days I knock it out of the park. There's some days I barely squeak by. And there's some days I'm not a splash of sun in any way, shape, or form. Okay? But guys, being positive, being enthusiastic, being a giving human being somebody who compliments people and this and that. Okay. These small little things of you being a splash of the sun are going to chip away at that negativity over time. That's be good. Listen, if you have to get to the point where you have a conversation with somebody where they're like, hey, how come you don't hang out with me anymore? Why are you avoiding me? I get the sense that you're avoiding me. I had somebody say that. I get the sense you don't like you're avoiding me. And I did. I was. I said, man, listen, you got me. And he's like, what do you mean you got me? I said, honestly, I've been too chicken shit to say this because I didn't know how to do it. I just didn't know how to say this, but I feel there's a dark cloud of negativity whenever I hang around with you and I leave and I'm not inspired. I'm more negative. And I got to be really selective who I hang out with. I care about you. I know your intentions are good, but man, I got plans. I got goals. I got people that are dependent on me. And in order for me to be my best, I got to be super intentional of who I spend my time with. And it was a very hard conversation to have, guys. But sometimes we need to have that conversation for us. And sometimes that is part of their journey in getting out of their negativity as well as somebody having the guts to have an honest conversation with them. Some of you guys might be struggling with your team right now and negativity. I hear that a lot. Your employees. All I can say is continue to show up, continue to be the light, continue to be intentional about the culture you're building. And be patient, okay? Be patient, but on the same side, be urgent about attracting new talent to your company and hiring and interviewing, things like that, because toxic people will keep you from building the type of company that you want to build. All right, guys, super appreciate you hanging with me here today. Like I said, give us a review if you would. And like I mentioned in this earlier, we have a pretty active Facebook group, Contractor or the contractorfight.com. / Facebook. You go there, you own your crap. within 24 hours, we'll keep you in the group. You don't own your crap, then we axe you. We just, you get removed. Okay. And I think we've done a pretty damn good job overall, as far as Facebook groups go, of keeping the right people with the right mindset and the right spirit and the right motivation in the group and getting rid of those, who are just going to bring it down. My team and I, mainly my team, does a great job of monitoring the group. When somebody's going all negative and this and that, they're quick to reach out to that person, have a conversation, and usually, remove the post, sometimes kick people out. And this isn't to be hard asses, guys. This is to protect. It's to protect what we're all trying to build. All right. Contractor Fight was founded on the idea that there's a fight between our ears, the 6 inches of real estate between our ears. You're not fighting the outside world. You're fighting yourself. Okay. And like we've talked about here so many times, what you think become your beliefs become your actions get you the results you want. So it's very true that what we think we become. So we do everything we can to protect that environment. So I want to invite you to head to contractorfight.com/Facebook. Appreciate you guys. Have an amazing day. Be that splash of sunlight. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'll see you next time.